And as you may have noticed, Bob, we've come to the end of the launch checklist.
That's affirmative, and we've put ours away for posterity. We also started with our TLI zero data that we worked so hard to generate.
Well, I'm just happy you didn't use it. That view of the Earth for Rev there was something I was looking forward to and was not disappointed.
That's great, Jack.
Bob, you've got a pretty good sized storm over the north, I guess the northwestern coast of India, where it starts to wrap up and around to the west. It's rounded out on the horizon, so I can't make out exactly where it is too well.
Roger. Could we get a readout on the LEM CM delta P? Roger, we copy that.
Bob, Antarctica is what I would call effectively just a solid white cap down on the South Pole. There's definite contact between the continent and the water. But as Ron said, most of the clouds seem to be, well, very artistic, very picturesque, some in clockwise rotating fashions, but appear to be very thin, where you can, for the most part, tend to see through those clouds to the blue water below.
But Roger.
The continent itself is the same color as the clouds, but of course more dense and a striking difference than any of the other white background around, because you can definitely see that contact with the water and with the clouds over the water.
Roger, understand. It's going to be a calm switch over to Madrid here shortly. We may break lock in a few minutes here, or a few seconds really. And you might watch your accumulator is going to cycle in about 20 seconds here and see what happens on the master alarm. Houston, how do you read through Madrid?
You're loud and clear, Bob, and could you give us our distance from the Earth, please?
Roger, I'm looking up at the board. I'd guess about 19,000 miles, but let me get it exact.
Just approximately, good enough.
18,100, Fido says.
Okay, and I suppose we're seeing as 100% full Earth as we'll ever see, certainly as I've ever seen. It appears to be, it may be a little bit of a terminator way out to the to the east, out beyond Australia and beyond India, but beyond that it's about 99% pure. promise these kind of views that these kind of views that stick with you forever.
Roger, Gene.
We've got a, I guess probably the continent of Africa dominates the world right now. It's covering the, the upper third, upper and western third of the world. We can see the Sinai, we can see up into the Mediterranean. We can see across the Mediterranean, although we can't quite make out the countries up there. I can see across into India. I catch a glimpse of Australia out on the far horizon. Got Zanzibar in the southern tip of Africa, the Cape down there, just almost directly below us. And I don't know exactly how big Antarctica is, but I guess we can certainly see more than 50% of it. And the rest of it is all oceans, the Indian Ocean out into the Pacific Ocean and back into the Atlantic Ocean. And for the most part, relatively clear clouds, except in the Antarctica region. And up towards Europe, which is on the horizon, across the Mediterranean, it looks like there might be some clouds back up in that way. I can I can make out the entire coast of Africa from Mediterranean around to the west, coming back to the south, back where it takes its big dip to the east, back around the Cape, back around up through the Suez Canal, almost perfectly.
Roger, we understand.
And there's one batch of clouds in northern Africa, just a small batch. It looks like it may be up near the, it's not near the mouth of the Nile. It's quite a bit west of that, as a matter of fact. I can see the mouth of the Nile. I can see it running straight down towards us as it parallels the Suez, and then sort of fades out into the central darker brown or darker green portions of Africa.
Roger, Gene. Sure be nice to have that on TV, wouldn't it?
Well, I'd love to give it to you any way I could. You know, and there's no strings holding it up either. It's out there all by itself.
Roger. I just was going through the 17 status report on CSM systems, and boy, everything is absolutely nominal with the exception of those glitching master alarms that we're trying to still track down, but every other system is just nominal. Everything's great.
Okay, sounds good. That's the way they build it for us.
Gene, looking at our plot board, you're directly over the southern tip of Africa, or just slightly out in the Indian Ocean there, according to our plot board, which isn't exactly accurate all the time. But shortly, you're going to start going backwards on the Earth here and head back across the Atlantic. That ought to be some sort of a first. You cross the Atlantic twice, going from west to east, and then now you're going to cross it going from east to west here shortly, all in a very short span of time.
Yeah, I guess that does sound like a first.